Demigods like the Brahma.
Demigods like the Brahma.
Jagat.
Food.
Krita.
Activities.
Setu. Religious rites.
Balanam.
Observers.
Jat.
One who is.
Karanam.
The origin of Vishwam, the universe, Idam, this, Cha,
also,
Maya,
material energy,
Adyakari,
Oda Karya,
Yasya,
Whose,
Isacha, Devish, Charya,
Activity,
Aho,
Oh my Lord,
Vibhunna, of the great Charitam,
character,
Vidambam,
simply imitation.
Translation of course, by the divine grace, Vidam Praswara Prabhupada.
Yeah.
Demigods like the Brahma also follow the religious rites observed by him. He is a controller of the material energy, which causes the creation of the material world.
He is great.
And therefore his devilish characteristics are simply imitation. Let's repeat. Demigods like Brahma. Also follow the religious rites.
Observed by him.
He is a controller of the material energy. Which causes the creation of the material world. He is great. And therefore, his devilish characteristics, are simply imitation.
Simply imitations.
Lord Shiva is a husband of Durga, the controller of the material energy. Durga is personified material energy, and Lord Shiva, being her husband, is the controller of the material energy. He is also the incarnation of the mood of ignorance. I want the three deities representing the splendor. As his representative, Lord Shiva is identical with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is very great, and his renunciation of all material enjoyment is an ideal example of how one should be materially unattached. One should therefore follow in his footsteps and be unattached to matter. Not imitate his uncommon act like drinking poison. That is the end of the Prabhupada Purport, text 29 of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 3, chapter 14, entitled Pregnancy of Deity in the Evil. Hare Krishna. So Lord Shiva is one of the guna avatars, and he is particularly in charge of the ignorance. But he himself is not under ignorance. He is a master. He is a master of ignorance. Therefore, it is said here, Bamba Adayaka, Jekrita Sethi Pada. But I did the same thing like Bamba. They followed in his footsteps. The activities, any religion established by Lord Shiva, the Brahma follows. The legend is telling, Brahma is the son of Shiva. Sambhu. So he can follow his religion. The religion established by Lord Shiva. Brahma follows. So he is a controller of the material energy. Yes. Control the material energy means he controls Durga, his wife, who is a personified material energy of Krishna. Durga is a great personality. She had complained once to Krishna. Can you change my service? My service is too terrible. Every day I'm trying in her heart. She goes in the heart. I promise. He is somebody, he doesn't hurt. But another thing in the heart. My husband doesn't hurt. He is a perfect gentleman. But Durga is easy and I say, but that's a duty. The punishment should not be limited. Punishment should not be limited. Forcement should not be limited. This is instruction from this man. The king should not be lenient because the citizen will override him. And he should not be too fierce because the citizen will be afraid. He can't serve the government. He will suffer from fear. He should be moderate. He should be just.
When it is punishment, punish.
One is for appreciation, appreciate. But the duty should be perfectly clear. This is a duty of the leader. A kshatriya should never practice non-violence. Never. It's against the culture of kshatriya. Don't practice non-violence. Violence is practiced by kshatriyas. It's a training. Given to be so much by this. So, she complained, Dr. complained, Krishna, my service is too much of harassing people. Can you change it? Krishna said, no. No. In the spiritual world, I enjoy with somebody around me. And when I come to the material world, I enjoy with you. So you are here. You are my mother, the material. So I cannot change it. I enjoy it. Continue. She is a controller of the material energy. She is material energy personified. And Lord Shiva, being the husband, controls her. And here it is said that he is great. Because Lord Shiva is great, his devilish characteristics are simply imitation. So one day his wife is not palatable. Please don't be angry with me. coming to life. So Lord Shiva said, whatever your question is, I want to be moving. So please ask her question. So to give her confidence, Lord Shiva brought her very close, sit here. Because it's silent.
And Dorothea said,
yes, Papa.
You told me
that any person who is wearing horizontal
tibet.
Shiva said, yes, I said that. Yes, I said that. Anyone wearing this horizontal tibet is a demon. It is a contamination to look at the face of any person wearing this tibet. Demon. You also told me that those who are wearing ashes from Kambodja on their body, devilish, peace and time, devilish. Shiva said, yes, I remember. The scrolls of garments. Shiva said, yes. Everything you describe to be demonic, and as you know, as you see with those people, I am seeing all of them on their body. So my husband is a demon. I hope you're not telling me. I said, no. No. I'm not doing it. You're my wife. I cannot blame you. And you're repeating what I have told you. Yes. Sometimes you see, devotees say something when those very words which they have said are repeated to them again. And sometimes, no, I didn't say like that. So, no, I didn't mean like that. You didn't understand me. Is it true?
Yes.
But Shiva didn't do that. So, great. Why is it great here? Lord Shiva is great when he is a controller, he is Guna Avatar. So he's great. He cannot be better than a person. He's great. Guna Avatar. In charge of the whole material world. He's great. He is in charge of ignorance. Ignorance controls every living entity in this material world. And Lord Shiva is the master. He's great. To be a teacher means that what? You are master of the subject. So Lord Shiva is the master of ignorance. This is great. He's not under, he's not influenced by ignorance. He's great. We are called conditioned because we are influenced by mood. So Lord Shiva is the master of the mood. He's great. He is great because the person with high material energy is his wife, who is under him. He's great. And above that, he is Sambhu. Papa said here, because Lord Shiva represents Lord Vishnu, he has what? He has his quality. So he's great. This is about the great qualities of Lord Shiva. I made him to be great. That quality. He's great. Not just one person. He's great. Above all the jivas. Not a jiva, it's above all the jivas. Next vision. Because he had direct connection with Maya. It's less. Lord Vishnu has no connection with Maya. So Vishnu is not touched by Maya. But Vishnu touches Maya with Lord Shiva. Therefore, he has 55%. Mission has 60. And Christian has 60. He's great. You're not good at this. So I'm doing that. He's asking me. How is it that every description you give to me to be demonic and warn me ever to associate with him? And it happens to be my husband. See. So if you look at the face of a brother, you are angry with him. I said, I'm not. He's great because he does not deny what he has said. We deny. No, he didn't say like that. He didn't understand me properly. But if no, he didn't say, no. He didn't understand me. But she accepted, yes, I told you all these things. She don't even say, then. My husband, you are a demon. Am I married to a demon? I've never thought of you to be a demon. But, of course, we know that the Ravana has 10 heads, but not all the demons have 10 heads. But the qualities determine either we are demon or we are demons or we are devotees, the qualities. So please, can you explain to me? Lord Shiva was very happy with his wife. He brought her in for Shiva for some and listened to it. Because this question you asked me is very, very deep. I will reveal the secret to you. So Lord Shiva said, usually when one gets power is intoxicant. Intoxication. Some things which can intoxicate the man. Beauty is an intoxicant. Wealth is an intoxicant. Power is an intoxicant. This are intoxicant that cannot. So gross. Power. You see power? It's an intoxicant. An intoxicant. So, these demons were very intoxicated by their power. And they were tormenting the demons. So they cried to Lord Vishnu, see what is happening. We cannot do these demons anything because they worship you. So Lord Vishnu, as always, told the demigods, I will take care of it. So Lord Vishnu came to me. That's what I speak. Lord Vishnu came to me and said, "My, I have something for you." The devotee is very happy to hear. Especially when I say, "Speaker, I have service for you." Very eager, happy. Or leader, especially when I have a service. The servant is happy. So the Vishnu said, "Mother, I have a service for you. My heart, you are great." Lord Vishnu said, "Only you in the whole universe, only you can do this service. Why? is great. Great. Nation is great. He's really great. That only he could do this task. So Vishnu said, I have a very, very special service that can be done only by you. The first day, Lord Ramchandra met Dharma face to face. It was evening. It was an evening. Before he would start the fight the next morning. In the evening, the level of the nation in hand was spies. A perfect leader was half spies. So Ramachandra and Ramana, they spied each other and they met. You know, Shudra greet, how are you? How is your body? That's Shudra. Shudra, that's a greeting. How is your body? Shudra greeting. Vaishya, they don't shake hands. How is your cows? How are your cows? How many cows you have? How many children do you have? How many wives? How are your agriculture? How? Are you, it's increasing? They have all the food grains. They have all these qualities. Satriyas, they don't agree, they don't shake hands. They don't ask about this. They greet with arrows. Greeting. That's how they greet. The Brahmin greet. How is your bhakti going? Your bhakti, how is your bhakti going? You are making progress in your bhakti, your practice, your devotional practice is sweet. That's a brother, that's a great. So, certainly, as they are going to fight, enemies are going to fight, how would they beat each other? But others. So, let us entertain each other. This is really, just to see what they're going to bring to us. So, Ramachandra, and Ravana, they entertain themselves. This is a welcome address. So in just a few minutes, Ramchandra knocked his ground down, brought him down from his chariot. Ramana was helpless on the ground. So Ramchandra said, this is good evening, sir. So we will continue tomorrow. Send God take us tomorrow, shall we? So Ramchandra, he came back to his camp. Then he looked at all his friends and said, see, you see what has happened? It's only me and I see what I can do. It's only two of us that can do this. Myself and the next person is Lord Shiva, the great. The one here, great, Lord Shiva. Great. It's only me, Lord Ramachandra and Lord Shiva can do this task, can deal with that. So Lord Shiva continued. So now Vishnu told me, I have a special service. With all happiness, I told the Lord, please, give me a service. And Lord Vishnu said, Lord Vishnu said, you have to introduce a dark doctrine. Dark doctrine. This dark doctrine philosophy. You should make a scripture which will reach against me. But Shiva said, please. I cannot do that. It's a temptation. You're testing me to know my faith in you. Krishna said, no.
But she asked me, how can I do this? How can I say you are not the person? It's against you. It's not possible for me to do that. But this one said, that is a sign that produce a scripture which is teaching a philosophy against me. You should wear gallant scars, smell what the world has seen, live with the material to give pleasure and support to the peace and chance. Is this a service? But Mr. C.S., it's a service I want you to do. For what? So let's see. Lord Vishnu said, these demons, look at them. Look at them. These demons. Namuchi, see them. See them. And then there are six of them. There are six. They are worshipping me, and I'm sitting in their house. I'm in their heart. That is why I want you to practice, to teach the doctrine which can remove me from the heart. You see, Chitta Mahaprabhu said, anyone who hears my holy philosophy is doomed. But Krishna said, this philosophy is to take me out from the heart. This dark philosophy. My holy philosophy. Location taught it to Lord Shiva and told Lord Shiva to make a book and start teaching this philosophy. So anyone who hears this philosophy is so dangerous that I will immediately be off from the heart of this demon. This is how powerful it that our great and challenge of God, I want you to Mayabara. Every day in all his purpose. Even verses that never spoke about this, Prabhupada will put it to Mayabara inside. It is dangerous. It is dangerous. And when we hear this, the Krishna will be out of the heart. So Krishna told Shiva, this is your assignment. Do it. And this demon will be wrecked. The one they hear this, I will leave their house. In this way, the demons will be able to. The demon will be peace. So Lord Shiva, speaking to the wife, said, Abraham, I understand that this is what the Vishnu wanted him to do, and seeing how heavy the task is. I question the Lord. Now I have accepted to do the service, but how will I protect myself? How will I protect myself from this contamination? Because anyone who hears this will become bereft of Christian consciousness. What about the speaker? It's condemned also. So how will I protect myself? You have no problem. Great, Lord Shiva, great. You have no problem. So what? They select. Lord Shiva made the Shankacha. Lord Vishnu said, this is your deity. This is my deity for you to worship. So when they are preaching this philosophy, you will not be affected. You can preach it for others to be affected, but you yourself will not be affected. Wife. And Shiva said to his wife, so that is why you see me like this. He said it is proper. He said what? It is imitation. Everything you see in Shiva's body has been told by the vision. So it is said here, imitation.
Imitation of God, it doesn't affect him. He's like this, he doesn't affect him by it. And he's fully protected. So the sheep has grace. You get this. But she turned around with us and boomed. But she got this. You get this. So, any religious practice for the Shiva, can be followed by other things like Brahma. And his full element is to accept that qualification. The Prabhupada concluded, we should follow what Shiva's footstep, but we should not intend to drink the poison. He can do that because he's great. He's great. Just a drop of poison, you're finished. But like Shiva chant and pushing poison. He drank the ocean of poison and he became dizzy. From the power of this poison. Therefore, on Diwali day, on the day of Diwali, when the demigods and the demon were churning the ocean of milk, the half-moon came out in there, so it was given to the Shiva to cool him down. The half-moon, the Shiva said, came from the ocean of milk. It is meant to cool the Shiva down with the power of the poison. And that was Diwali, Diwali. So we should follow the Shiva's footsteps of being a devotee, the best devotee, but not imitating his uncommon activities. Drinking poison and poison, not just drop of poison, poison and poison. And his wife was sitting on his lap and he is never agitated. He's composed. Say, Dira. Shiva is? Dira. He says he never controls people, controls the senses. He's a master of ignorance. Hare Krishna. Yes, sir. Comments? Question?
In relation, you mentioned that you wanted to change the job. So, is it? I have heard somewhere in the scriptures that after some time, there will be changes of this every assignment to ministership, so look at the material energy in the day for water and so on. So, do you have any idea about who will be assigned with what kind of...
Krishna already knows you, who will do the same. They are sending services to us. Krishna not giving for others. They are sending services which are not giving for others. Like this one. He's not giving for anybody, anybody. He's only for the Zara. It's right. They can do that. So, your Maya and Mahamaya activities, we cannot appoint somebody to do that. You don't appoint people to do activities for your Maya and Maya Maya. To see them, you don't appoint somebody to do their service. Their service is permanent and the personality is permanent.
He's not changing it again. The post of Indra Deva and...
Indra post can be changed. In that day, his voice can be changed, the personality can be changed. Different personalities can change. But not to see them, nobody changes our good sense. The personality remains the same. Like Parvati, nobody changes her service. You know that the story of man and our wife is eternal constant. She's eternal constant, maximum. She's eternal constant. Nobody changes their service. They are permanently in their service. Some other personalities change. Different person will put down. And then we'll make the same one. Same person. Other demons. And then we'll meet here with different personalities. The consorts probably change their cities. They remain. Yes.
Right. I just wanted to affirm and highlight. Was there a time when Ganga, Lakshmi, and Saraswati were consorts of Vishnu and Narayana?
Were there a time
was there when Lakshmi, Ganga, Saraswati were consorts of Vishnu and Narayana?
Lakshmi is always there. She is always there. Ganga is also. We are in this world. Saraswati is also Brahma.
Wow.
Vishnu is also. We have seen that even in this one, many temples, the prisoner was very, very enthusiastic and has established three altars. Since he got retired, one altar separate, one temple, Jagannabaji, another temple, three altars were created. And after 1 year, his ecstasy faded. He says that if somebody else came in and is not enthusiastic as him, so what will happen to them? To the temple? He needs to stand up and come down. Many. So now, because of this experience, in this call to install 89
80 ministry.
In the 80 ministry, he will scream. You want to be sure that you have the facility, not just you, and some generations after you, to be able to maintain this deity standard which you have established before the big commission. Because of this, you have not less than 4 indigenous retirees, not foreigners. 4. Then 6 to make it 10, then you are qualified to install it. And they have to see the standard of those duties, their order.
Facilities.
Yes, but the facilities you have there, you will check out. Not that the chamber is an insult, I don't know. But the conscience is an avocado process. No. All the paraphernalia complete. And the means to maintain the business. The means to maintain the business is there. Yes. You can enthusiastically, let's put 10 deities in the order. After 2 days, where the project is. And you alone cannot go there and do it. So that is what ecstasy can cause. Right?
But I will your wife will tell you, I was not the way you put them, so you can manage it.
Yes. You can tell your wife, let's go to the altar and say, but we'll have to take care of the baby. And by the way, it will not discuss. We didn't discuss it. So please, you can go. I'll take care of my home first. So what will you do? Then you have to bring in not even initiative working. With a powerful philosophy. This is emergency, brother. This is emergency. Right? It's emergency. You have to do what is needed at the time. But no, this is emergency. So we should go above all that. Emergency should be fast. Now we should go above all this. Do the right thing. Do the right thing. Always think about the future. Remember this. Always think about the future. Because today is a session in February. But half a new situation, half a favorable situation. We should consider it. So we maintain a standard we can keep for ages. That's better. Alright?
We're right in youth preaching centers all over India. They have youth preachers and the colleges.
Yes.
The standard is they keep picture deities that are easy to wipe and then offer to in the generation after generation. They can take care of them. Instead of students finding time to dress, undress, and abhishek, all of this.
Yes. That is what we should do. Keep picture deities, because any person can really do that. One initiated person might handle that. It's not with them. That is how we should start. Put a structure that any person will come after you will not see deity worship as important. He will easily continue with it. So you should think of the future. In everything that you do, you should think about the future. Yes, sir.
You spoke about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that anybody who listens to Mayavada philosophy is doomed.
Yes.
And it is for this, that even at the level of sannyasi, a person can fall down from if you listen to Harvard philosophy.
Yes.
So, do you have any idea what is the main philosophy that they preach, that even they can convince the person at the level of sannyasa?
God is not a person. You are God, I am God. All of us are God. So that they have that sequence of language, they place living entities on the same level of education. Very dangerous. So we all Narayan. Om Narayan Narayan. God was Narayan. Because you are in Maya, that is why you are looking for God somewhere. When you attend Brahman, you see that you yourself, you are Brahman. So you don't look for God anywhere. You are yourself. Talk to me, see, you are that Narayan. That you have not realized yet. Dangerous. Dangerous. God has no form. Formless. So, because of this process, they want to become one. Because we are the same. The living entity and the supreme are the same. So, become one. That is one. Everything is one. Everything is one. So it's Sankarsha, what is symbol? This is symbol. Everything is one. The Jiva and the Paradama are the same. No difference. But our symbol is what? This is Madhvacharya's symbol. Right? This is symbol. We are different. The Jiva and the Super Soul are different. Not the same. It's a different, deep, dangerous person. If we are one, then Maya is God. Because anything which controls you is better than you. So Maya is controlling the Supreme God. Right? You are God, and Maya is controlling you. You are forgotten God. You have forgotten that you are God. Then what do you realize that